Joshua chapter 19. The second lot came out for the tribe of Simeon, according to their clans. Their land inheritance was in the midst of the inheritance of the tribe of Judah. Their land inheritance included Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazar Shaul, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beit Markabot, Hazar Susa, Beit Lebaot, and Sharuhen, 13 towns with their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns with their villages, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baalat Beer, Ramah of the Negev. This was the land inheritance of the tribe of Simeon, according to their clans. The land inheritance of the tribe of Simeon was taken out of part of the tribe of Judah, because the portion of the tribe of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the tribe of Simeon was assigned land in the midst of the territory of Judah. The third lot came out for the tribe of Zebulun, according to their clans. The border of their land inheritance went as far as Sarid. Their border went up westward to Maralah, touching Dabeshet. It extended to the brook near Yokneam. From Sarid it turned east to the border of Keslot Tabar, and on to Deberat, and then up to Japhia. From there it passed along eastward to Gath Hefer, to Et Kazin, and extended to Rimmon, turning toward Nea. The border turned to the north to Hanatan, and ended at the valley of Iftael. The towns included were Katat, Nahalah, Shimron, Idalah, Bethlehem, 12 towns with their tribes. This was the land inheritance of the tribe of Zebulun, according to their clans, including these towns with their villages. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, according to their clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kesulot, Shunem, Kaphraim, Shion, Anaharet, Ribbit, Kishion, Ebez, Remet, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beit Paez. Their border touched Tabor, Shahazuma, and Beit Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan River, 16 towns with their villages. This was the land inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to their clans, including these towns with their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to their clans. Their territory included Helkat, Hali, Beten, Aksaf, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. The border of the west side touched Carmel and Shehor Libnat. Then it turned east to Beit Dagan and extended to Zebulun and the valley of Iftael. It went north to Beit Emek and Neiel, and then proceeded north to Kabul, Ebron, Rehov, Hamon, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. The border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre, then turned to Hosa and ended at the sea near Hebel, Achzib, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehov, 22 towns with their villages. This is the land inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to their clans, including these towns with their villages. The sixth lot came out for the tribe of Naphtali, according to their clans. Their border ran from Helef, from the Oak and Za'ananim, went to Adam Nekev and Jabneel, as far as Lakum, and ended at the Jordan River. The border turned westward to Asnot Tabor, and then to Hukok. It turned to the border of Zebulun on the south, and Asher on the west, and the Jordan River on the east. The fortified towns included Zedim, Zer, Hamat, Rakat, Kinnereth, Adamah, Ramah, Hatzor, Kedesh, Edri, Ain Hatzor, Iron, Migdal El, Horem, Beit Anat, and Beit Shemesh, 19 towns with their villages. This is the land inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to their clans, including the towns with their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan, according to their clans. The territory of their land inheritance was Zoar, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Sha'alabin, Ayalon, Itlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltekah, Gibbethon, Baalat, Yahud, B'nai Berek, Gath Rimon, Majarkon, and Rakon, with the territory across from Joppa. They were unable to conquer the territory assigned to the tribe of Dan. So the tribe of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, took it and put it to the edge of the sword and possessed it. They lived there and called Leshem Dan after the name of Dan their forefather. This is the land inheritance of the tribe of Dan according to their clans, including these towns and villages. So they made an end of distributing the land for inheritance by its borders, and the Israelites gave a land inheritance to Joshua the son of Nun among them. As the Lord had commanded, they gave him the town he had asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He rebuilt the town and lived there. These are the land inheritance Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the tribal leaders of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. So they finished dividing up the land.